and everything else falls into place. And so the social issues are really important to me.
Okay. Well, we can dive into that a little further. I'd say the question that comes to mind, I'll just plant the seed for after the break, Dane, that if people are the most important, then why do we not look out more for the least among us, the most innocent among us, the unborn? How do they not, why do they not fit into that protection umbrella? And we'll talk more about that when I come back after this break, talking with Dane Torbenson, left and the right, Mark Baisley sitting in for Randy Corcoran, the phone line to call in and tell us your opinions on who ought to be our next president, 303-477-5600. One of my favorites, the Southern Cross. I've even seen the Southern Cross for a while. I worked in the Republic of South Africa back in 1980, and so when you're on, yeah, in the Southern Hemisphere, you get to see the Southern Cross.
I tell you what, between you and Randy Corcoran, you guys just have the coolest story. Well, let me tell you about this time that I was working with this CIA director in this, James Bond type atmosphere. And oh, there was this one time when I was working in Africa, and then, you know, Randy Corcoran, oh, there's this one time my plane was crashing and I had to land it in the middle of a street. I'm like, there's this one time I was making a sandwich at this deli I worked at, and I got nothing. I got nothing.
Well, my stories come with photos. I have a story that I'll share here that involves a nuclear submarine, and I'll even post that photo of the nuclear sub here. So, but
I do have one cool story, but I'll save it for another time. It was the time I was in a movie. But when we have more time and before we digress off topic,
well, maybe next hour. You know, that might be fine. Let's do it during the Mark Baisley hour. You know,
we'll do it.
You know, we'll do that. Right now, we're enjoying the good company of Dane Torbenson and I. And so Dane, who's sitting across the table from me here, and he made the boy, he sounded so Republican on the way out I think the very admirable description of concerning himself with the folk, with people, with humans. And I agree with you, the primary mission of government is directed towards defending the rights of the folk, of people, of the humans. And so I challenge Dane, and also I'll re-challenge here, restate. In those social matters, when you described, Dane, you said people's rights, protecting the individual. And I'm always wondering how in your economy that you and others from your side of the aisle arrive at not giving priority to the unborn in that formula as well, and not protecting those that are most innocent amongst us.
So it's a real thorny issue, and I struggle with it. And I think lots of people do. When you look at the polling, people don't, the majority of people don't easily categorize them as, you know, necessarily pro-life or pro-choice or whatever the labels you want to use. Most people think there's this big middle ground where they struggle with the issue and they try to find a balance. And that's what I try to do, because I recognize that, you know, I think we can disagree at the exact point, but there's a point where the rights of the unborn child growing in a mother's womb absolutely have to be taken into account.
Taken into account, or is there some point?
A point at which they trump.
When they trump the choice of the mother. During pregnancy.
But there's also, I believe, points at which it's inappropriate for the government to mandate to a woman what choice she has to make with what to do with her body and whether or not to continue with the pregnancy. And so the hard thing is finding that balance point. I think viability, which was the original proposal in Roe v. Wade, was a reasonable accommodation. The problem is viability has been changing since that time, and now we have the ability for infants to be viable earlier than the third trimester, which is where Roe v. Wade drew that line. And so it's not an easy thing to say, yeah, one side's right, or yeah, the other side's right. I tend to come down in most situations on a mother's right to choose, because it's not, I don't feel it's my decision to make. I don't feel it's the government's decisions to make. It's an extremely hard decision. I mean, there may be people out there who look at abortion as just another form of birth control. But the people I have talked to, the women I have talked to, the friends that I have who've gone through that, there's no way you can say this is someone just willy-nilly, deciding, this is just another method of birth control and it didn't matter to them. It's an agonizing decision. It's very difficult to make, but it's not one that I think the government should make for women. It's not one that I should make or impose my values on someone else. We have to, at some point, draw an arbitrary line. And I understand that some people want to draw that line at conception, which I think is too early. Some people want to draw the line at live birth, which I think is too late. And so I can't give you an answer that says this is the right solution, because I don't think the right solution exists in every single case. I think there has to be some flexibility. But it's not an easy choice, and I agonize over it.
Boy, you bring such great points out in that. Thank you for sharing your heart in that, Dane. I appreciate that. So for one, for our side of the issue, meaning the right, the conservative, the Republican side, where I come from, something that you remind us of in what you just said that I want to say out loud to everybody else, that as we are asserting our position from the pro-life side, we need to be extremely sensitive to the people who are agonizing over that pregnancy or agonizing over an abortion that they have had in the past. Because what we need to avoid doing is being judgmental of folks who've made that choice and are in pain for the rest of their lives over it, who worry about, was that something wrong that they did, and so on. So I think probably the biggest motivator from the choice side is to say, don't judge me for this. And who do you think you are? Because the conflict is not like most of our conflicts are politically, where it is, say, the right to liberty, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness as the three big categories. That's typically most of our struggles are one person's right to their liberty versus another person's right to their liberty. For example, one person wants to build a second story on their house, and that then blocks the view of the person who's been living next door all along, who used to see the mountains. And if they put that second story up, they no longer can see the mountains. And so one person's liberty versus another person's liberty. Here's a choice between one person's liberty and another person's life. The mom's liberty to what she gets to do, her choice for her own realm, her body, as personal as it possibly could get, versus the right to life for the one inside. And to struggle over when that life begins in order to make the right decision, that I think is not our choice. I think that was the choice of the Creator, who endowed us all with our right to life. And the government does not get to decide. I know that was what the struggle was with the 1973 Supreme Court, when they were thinking about viability and so on. And I'll have to disagree with you on this, Dane. You said, and that's a problem now that viability keeps getting younger and younger because of technology. I think that's the joy in it. That's the good news.
Well, I didn't mean to state that the viability itself is a problem. I meant to state that drawing the line and saying that that's the arbitrary legal line we're going to draw is a problem, because you can't set the limit at third trimester where it was set, when viability now goes back before that.
Right.
So if you're going to draw the line at viability, you need to draw it at viability, not at an arbitrary trimester where viability used to be.
Yeah.
And I'd also like to comment, I acknowledge that your starting point is the point of conception, and I accept that. However, that may not be how me on a personal level feels. And while I acknowledge and accept it for you, and this is just hypothetically, that may not be what my choice is. And so then you have the argument of, well, what you feel is you know, in the best interest is maybe not what I feel in the best interest. And so, like Dane says, you know, where do you draw that line? Because, as I say, you know, I acknowledge that, you know, the line is drawn at conception. I disagree.